Persia, or what we call Iran today, is said to be the birthplace of polo. But the modern game of polo, it comes from the state of Manipur in northeastern India. The British brought it back to the West in the 19th century. They called it hockey on horseback. And now polo is making the return trip. For the past few years, members of the U.S. Polo Association have gone to play polo in Manipur with local players. The latest tournament gets underway next week in the state capital, Imphal. Sandeep Roy was there for the last tournament, and he has this story.
Much of the year, it's used for soccer, but in the crisp January sunshine, this stadium, surrounded by low hills, has returned to its roots as the world's oldest active polo ground. We're in a state where the earliest records of a polo match date back to the 1st century AD, when kings played the game.
And the number one player, 14 USPA, shoots and scores!
This 21st century version is polo women power. The team USPA come here to play alongside the Manipuri women, all under the watchful eyes of a Kanglasa statue, a dragon with antlers. Communicating with teammates is a challenge, says Thiamo Hudspeth with the American team. But she's picked up a few Manipuri words, lingba for strong, nopa for weak.
So we kind of chant, lingba, no nopa, before we play our games.
Another issue for the Americans is the size of the Manipuri ponies. They're only about 4 feet tall from shoulder to hoof.
I'm a tall American, so to come here and ride very small ponies is a little bit intimidating.
To the U.S. players like Christina Hernandez, they look a little like wind-up toys.
I wanted to sort of wind it up and just let it go.
These ponies are one of 5 unique Indian breeds, semi-wild ponies found just in this corner of India. But their numbers are dwindling. L. Somi Roy, no relation, helps put together the USPA tour, and he says his interest in polo is really about the ponies.
Well, we've been promoting USPA here as part of our way of getting attention drawn to the Manipuri pony, which was down to like less than 500.
Roy says polo is not just a posh country club game here.
Many villagers who are not really particularly wealthy, they keep their own ponies.
The ponies are revered. They were used for war and sacred ritual, not as pack animals. But Roy says when he returned to Manipur back in 2000, he remembers seeing them wandering around the city, feeding on garbage because people could not afford to take care of them, and their grazing lands were vanishing. Still, passion for Manipur polo runs high here. Player Okram Chanu.
Polo is from Manipur. I would like to sacrifice my life for polo.
But there's a banner on the polo ground with the words, "No pony, no polo." A reminder that if the ponies disappear, so would Manipur's polo tradition. Roy hopes the international attention from the USPA will give the Manipuri pony a lifeline. And there could be some divine help as well. Manipur has a god of polo, Marjing.
His mount is a winged pony, which is the ancestor of the Manipuri pony.
Marjing's shrine here is strewn with small white figurines of horses. Red and white polo mallets hang in a corner. The shrine overlooks a meadow that Roy expects will be a new grazing area for the ponies, keeping alive Marjing's flock as well as an ancient piece of polo heritage. For the world, Sandeep Roy, Manipur, India.